From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The rebellion in Haiti has spread to the cities of Mirebalais and Lake High, bringing opposition forces to within about 30 kilometers of Port-au-Prince. The rebels' advance suggests they may intend to encircle the capital to increase pressure on President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to resign. The United States and France are also leaning on Aristide, urging him to leave office. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Haitian capital.
It's been another tense day in Port-au-Prince as rebels advance closer to the capital. President Aristide has kept a low profile, though he yesterday told CNN that he had no plans to step down. In the downtown neighborhood around the National Palace, all commerce is closed, and the vast majority of people on the streets are men, mainly pro-government groups building defenses. Bystanders such as Jean-Joseph Augustine make a point of saying that they're on the side of the president. Augustine says there's no reason to fear the pro-government armed groups roaming the city.
It's not because they are making violence. They are there for defense.
Augustine is interrupted by a burst of gunfire from one of the pro-government patrols. They certainly make for an intimidating sight. Wearing ski masks or face paint, they ride around in the backs of overloaded pickup trucks. They carry pistols, shotguns, and automatic weapons. Other Aristide supporters are less well-equipped. This young man, who wouldn't give his name, is taking advantage of the situation to extort money from foreigners who venture into the port. He says he's worried about what the rebels might do. If the president goes, it's going to be unsafe for us. It's going to be bad for us, he says. Government supporters are nervous, not just because the government is under threat, but because of who is doing the threatening. What started out as a gang uprising in the city of Gonaïve has now come under the control of men who used to be officers in Haiti's army, an army that Aristide disbanded in part because of its abysmal human rights record. The rebellion's leader, former army officer Guy Philippe, says as far as he's concerned, the Haitian army is back.
We are soldiers. Aristide took an illegal decision to disband the army. But it was illegal. It is illegal. Go to the constitution and you will see.
The Haitian army toppled Aristide in 1991 after he'd been elected in the first honest presidential vote in Haitian history. During Aristide's three-year exile, a paramilitary group calling itself the FRAP, or the Front for the Advancement and Progress of Haiti, killed hundreds of Aristide's supporters. This death squad was operated by former soldier Louis Jodel Chamblain, a man who's been convicted of murder in absentia. Chamblain has resurfaced as one of the leaders of the reborn Haitian army. Aristide says this is proof that the rebels are terrorists who plan to kill government supporters. Chamblain dismisses this. I am a righteous man, a man of principle, a son of the people, Chamblain says. He says his conscience is clear, and he says he has more popular support than Aristide, who's accused of using his own gangs to intimidate and kill opponents. The few inhabitants of Port-au-Prince who venture outside now are sticking close to home, clustering on the sidewalks, watching the mobs of men who've taken over control of the city as the official police disappear. This Haitian American, who also won't give his name, says people expect the city will change hands soon. But he says most people are not worried about their personal safety.
They'll stay home, they won't be outside, and they won't get hurt. There's a lot of people that make believe that they're for Aristide, but they're just taking like a ride, but they're not with him.
But he says the relatively small number of people known as leaders of the pro-Aristide defenses do have something to worry about, as was the case when Aristide was toppled in 1991. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.